I was going to bring this up here. Second straight game, you guys start off 7 of 12 in the first quarter. I was thinking that. I looked it up. I was like, hopefully this isn't Groundhog Day
right.
again. But your defense really stepped up and took control in that second quarter on. And Coach Brian Gentry, this is a great win for you guys here tonight.
It was. I thought all of our guys had a ton of energy. I thought they defensively, you know, they really got after it. We had Efren and Jace for the most part, you know, putting a little face guard mm-hmm. pressure on Nightingale, and it worked. And the bad part, you know, the hard part about that is not a lot of repetition with school getting canceled on Wednesday. But I thought our guys that were guarding off the ball did a fantastic job helping. Mm-hmm. They were very active, and then our big guys just rebounded the heck out of it. And you know, hopefully, I'm pretty sure we made more than six shots the rest of the game after that first quarter, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
Because, but the defense led to the offense, and just extremely proud of our guys. We needed a game like this going into a big week next week.
A lot of your shots, especially in that first half, those were high percentage shots, and that helped when you got the steal off the inbounds pass. Lawson had a few of those points, and then if he doesn't make them, then you have Gus on the backside. Those two really teamed up for a killer second quarter.
They did. Well, again, you know, Nightingale gets in foul trouble mm-hmm. and goes to the bench, and so that's when we went to our press, and I thought our guys did a good job. And again, not a lot of reps with our press and things like that, because we haven't been a team that presses a lot. Because we, you know, we generally have two big guys in there, and it's kind of difficult on them. But I thought our guards did a fantastic job. I really thought all of them that played, mm-hmm. you know, defensively especially, played really, really well. We put up some really nice air balls to rebound on the backside, so those were good. They always were. I think we offensive rebounded all of our air balls. Those are hard to block out on and get. So.
Well, you know, those are technically assists, right?
Yeah, right. I can put down whatever I want.
No, but it was great, and I thought one player that he's just kind of slowly trying to get back into things, and Ronnie Weathers ended up with 10 points here tonight.
He's working his way back in, and yeah. You know, with him being out for such a, you know, well, a week really, but 2 weeks of playing time, it takes a little bit of time. The one thing about him is you never really question whether or not he's going to go at it, because that kid attacks just about every rebound. He played really, really good defense out on the perimeter tonight, mm-hmm. Was really good in help, and did a lot of really good things, and you know, just being very aggressive. He can jump, he's athletic, you know, and it's good to see him getting back into the groove, because we're going to need him, you know, down the stretch, you know, with Lakin and Holcomb next week.
Well, with the way you guys play defense tonight, how big of a confidence boost does that give you guys on the defensive end?
Oh, you know, it's huge. You know, Lakin's going to bring in a different style. They're going to be shooting the ball from three with everybody. So, everybody's got to be locked in. But, yes, it's like I said, we needed a game like this. And our defense, you know, really showed themselves what they're capable of doing. And extremely proud of them, because, you know, they took some things from that game, you know, Tuesday, where we played Hayes and really put them in.
Yeah.
You know, the passing still needs to get cleaned up, because obviously we're going to have – you know, a press on us the entire game. So we've got to be able to break it and get it down to our post players on Tuesday, because Lakin does a great job of putting full court pressure on you. And if we can break it and get it down to our bigs, you know, we like where we're at. But defensively, we're going to have to be ready to guard five guards out there. And I think tonight was a good step in the right mm-hmm. direction.
Hey, you mentioned Lakin Tuesday night and Holcomb next Friday night. So big stretch there to begin here. But you're 2-0 in Lake now. So 8-7 on the year, and a big road win here, and this is five games to go. It's going to be a grind, but you guys are off to a good start here.
Yeah, you know, you got to worry about the game that's on, you know, on the schedule, and mm-hmm. and we're going to enjoy this one for sure, because you know, I think our guys deserved it, and they just played so hard and did so many good things. So extremely proud of them, and you know, hopefully they enjoy it this weekend. And we got to get back to work, because it is, you know, it's going to be tough, you mm-hmm. know, these next five games, really.
Yeah.
You know, going, you know, Lakin and Holcomb at home, but then, you know, going to Hugoton, going to Colby, and then getting Goodland back home later on. So a big stretch of games, but, I mean, high school sports are so much fun, mm-hmm. and to see guys, you know, kind of bond together and you know, be excited for one another is what it's all about. And And tonight was a confidence booster, and it will get us pretty amped up for the game on Tuesday.
And they're an interesting crew, but a fun crew. That's for sure.
Interesting. That's
Coach Brian Gentry joins us post game. Congratulations on a nice road victory for you guys here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.